This morning we continue on the book of Nehemiah.
今天早上我哋继续睇尼希米记嘅经文。
And we are looking at the last verse of chapter 9 and the rest of chapter 10.
我哋会睇第九章嘅最后一节同埋第十章。
And there are many verses in chapter 10 that has a whole list of names.
有好多节嘅经文喺第十章嗰度系好长嘅人名表。
And so some of those verses we are skipping.
咁嗰啲經嗰啲經節我哋就唔睇啦。
Because you know, it's going to bore you, and maybe Spencer would have hard times translating it.
因為有好係好長嘅。
Okay, let's start as we look at this passage.
我哋現在開始去睇呢段經文。
You know, let me start by this. You know, on January 25th, 2011.
喺2011年1月25號。
The Egyptians took to the streets to protest for a total of 18 days.
埃及人上街示威是总共有18日之久。
And they were holding the president Hosni Mubarak for the poor living conditions, economic stagnation, and widespread unemployment in the country.
那些民眾使到當時的總統穆巴拉克為到人民惡劣的生活境況、經濟不景和大規模失業而到負全責。
And then it was only on February 11, 2011, 18 days later, that on this historic day, the President Hosni Mubarak stepped down from his presidency.
在18日之後，2011年2月11號那天，就穆巴拉克就落台。
You know, it was people's power that toppled the Egyptian government.
是人民的力量让到埃及的政府是倒台。
But it came with a price.
但是有一个个代价。
The price was the loss of 300 lives on the street of Egypt.
就是有300人在埃及的街头丧生。
You know, you put this in perspective with regards to discipleship.
是这样去用这个角度去看跟随主。
Because the Bible teaches that discipleship is costly.
因為聖經教導跟隨神是要付代價的。
And we also seen in the Bible and throughout church history that many lives were lost because of following Jesus.
在聖經裡面，在教會歷史中看到，是很多人是喪生，是因為是跟隨耶穌。
And here today in this passage is a story about God's people making themselves accountable to God.
这一段的经文就看到去人是怎样去委身给神去向神交账。
They promised to keep the covenant God made for, with them.
他们承诺是守遵守神给他们的盟约。
And in making this commitment, they bind themselves to an oath that has a curse in it.
他们这样去委身的时候是有一个的有约制力的条款在里面，是有咒诅的成分在里面。
In other words, they were willing to pay a price to obey God's word.
換句話說，他們是願意去付上大代價去遵行神的話語。
What is accountability?
向人交帳是什麼意思呢？
You know, I'm sure the dictionary you find out there will give you a definition.
在字典上當然有個它的界定。
But it is in the business dictionary that defines accountability.As such.
但在公司管理入面，交账的意思是这样。
It says that accountability is the obligation of an individual, firm, or institution to account for its activities, accept responsibility for them, and to disclose the result in a transparent manner.
交账的意思是一个人、公司或者机构为自己一切的行动负全责，将结果透明、公开地报告出来。
In other words, we are obliged to do it.
换句话说，是有个责任去这样做。
What we do, and then anything that we do wrong, we need to accept responsibility for it.
我们是所有做的事情，我们做错的事情，我们都要背上这个责任。
And we don't make it public instead of sweep it under the carpet.
而且是去公开地承认，而不是扫在地毡底。
It is accountability.
这个就是交账问责。
And Daniel Webster, an American lawyer and statesman in the 1800s, said this.
Daniel Webster 是美国的一个 政治家一个嘅律师，佢喺19世纪咁讲。
He says, "My greatest thought is my accountability to God."
我最大嘅考虑就系我点样对神交账，对神负责。
You know, as Christians, we must make ourselves accountable not just to God but to each other.
作为基督徒，我哋唔单止系对神，而且系去彼此嘅去交账去负责。
Especially in this age where we confuse grace as the permissiveness to continue to live in sin.
而且喺呢个世代，系好多时都将恩典系当作纵容罪人继续犯罪嘅东西。
Someone says it is not love to fail to dissuade another believer from sin.
有人咁讲，冇劝一位信徒离开罪。
Any more than it is to love to fail to take a drink away from an alcoholic.
就好似冇将酒从嗰个酗酒嘅人嘅手中攞走。
Or the matches away from the child who is playing with it.
或者冇将嗰个玩火柴嘅婴孩嘅手中攞走嗰个火柴。
True fellowship in Christ demands an accountability.
真正嘅出于爱嘅团契系必须要有彼此交账、彼此负责、彼此守望。
And love demands it.
爱是要求这样东
西。And accountability is necessary because many can make promises, but they may not keep what they say.
这交账是很重要，因为我们知道自己不一定会兑现我们自己的承诺。
And this is what the people of God did in this chapter.
而神的子民在这一章那里就是这样做。
With the leaders taking the lead.
是领袖们去带领。
The leaders of God's people took the lead and wrote a public document.
神的子民的领袖 是去带领写了一个公开的文件。
And they seal it with an oath as a nation, promising to keep the promise they make to God that they will obey His word.
用誓言去盖上印，去讲到整个国家都会是去遵守这个承诺，去遵守神的话语。
And they bind it also with a curse.
而且亦都摆落一个咒诅喺入边。
That if they don't, then God can judge them.
就系话如果唔遵行嘅话，咁神就会审判佢哋。
So let's look at verses 38 to chapter 10, verses 1 to 25. Sorry, verses 9-38 and verses 38 to 27
first. 我们现在就看38节那里，第九章38节。因这一切的事，我们立确实的约，写在册上，我们的首领、利未人和祭司都签你名。
Okay, yeah. And the names we are skipping, but these are the people who actually sign on this document. Okay, they are the leaders.Who took the to lead by example?
咁呢一班嘅人就喺呢个册上面签咗名。
And so my first point is leaders must lead by example.
第一点就系领袖必须以身作则。
And the reason verse 38 of chapter 9 is here
系喺第九章第三十八节到第十章嗰度开始。
Because the commentators or even the Hebrew Bible itself, actually chapter 10 verse 1 begins with 38.
而希伯来文的圣经是十章呢，就是在九章三十八节那里已经开始。
Well, at least the separation of the Hebrew Bible, even though they don't have chapters and verses, but they begin with this verse.
他们就是用九章三十八节来到开始这个段落。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it is relatedto this very thing that they are doing.
因为是跟他们现在做的事是有关。
They are binding themselves to God in a covenant.
他们是将自己摆在神的盟约里面。
And then in verse 1 of chapter 10, there is this phrase, in view.
那在第十章第一节的时候，第九章三十八节的时候就写到，就写到，因这一切的事。
In chapter 9, verse 38, this phrase, the in view, is talking about or is referring to what Because chapter 8 and 9, they were hearing Ezra read the law to them. And so in view of what the law has revealed to them about their sin,
因这一切的事就是提到之前第八至九章他们所提及的他们所犯的罪。
And also their response to, of gratitude to God for his mercy from bringing them back from the exile.
同埋他们带着感恩的去回应神给他们的恩典，是带领了他们离开这个被掳的境况。
Now they are making this commitment to him.
现在他们就向神这样去委身。
And then in Hebrew, the sentence in verse 1 can actually be translated literally as we are, I get mixed up, 39, because the Hebrew Bible is verse 1, but in English it's 38 of chapter 9. It's saying, if you can literally translate it as we are cutting a firm agreement and writing it down.
而第九章三十八节嗰度，照字面翻译就系可以翻译为我哋切割出一个确实嘅协议，并且写出嚟。
Why is the word cut to be used？
点解要用切割呢个字呢
？Because it's alluding to how God makes His covenant with Abraham。
因为系指着亚伯拉罕与神立嘅约。
Because when God made the covenant with Abraham。The sign of the covenant was circumcision, cutting off the foreskin.
当神与亚伯拉罕立约嘅时候，那个记号就系割礼，割礼就系呢个割包皮嘅意思。
And then he says, in agreement.
而喺呢度亦都提到系有个协议。
In other words, it's acknowledging that they agree with what God has said in His covenant.
系承认神系喺佢呢个盟约入边所说嘅话。
And he's the one who cuts that agreement with him.
而就系佢就系嗰一位系将呢个嘅将呢个嘅协议切割出嚟。
In other words, they are not making a new covenant.
换句话说，佢哋唔系有一个新嘅盟约。
But renewing that covenant God made with them, particularly now, is the Mosaic covenant.
而系更新系神与摩西所立嘅约。
Because they have failed to obey God's command not to mingle and marry the foreigners.
因为那班子民是没有跟从到神的律法去跟外邦的人去有这个婚姻。
Or kept any of the festival that Moses asked them to keep in the law.
亦都没有守律法所吩咐他们遵守的一些的节期。
And so the list of them here say that these leaders they sign and seal it in support of this bill and to be set as an example for the people to follow.
那些领袖就在这里，就是在这里签了名，并且是盖上印，并且是作模范给他的子民去跟随。
And if you look at those, the list of the names, you will find that because Ezra was the one who was reading the law, but you don't find Ezra's name there.
以斯拉是读紧宣读律法嗰一位，但系佢嘅名字唔喺呢个名单上面。
But actually it is.
但系其实系有嘅。
You see, verse 2 of chapter 10, the name Seraiah, okay, is actually his family name.
第十章嘅第二节嗰度，祭司西莱亚其实系佢嘅家族嘅名。
Okay, so actually he is named by his father's name, like the rest of these people in the list.
就是好像其余的人在这个名单上面这样，他的名字是根据他的家族的名字出现。
And then you fast forward to verse 28, you'll find that not only these people, these leaders, it includes their wives and children.
第二十八节也都是看到那些的祭司利未人等等，还有他们的妻子儿女都是一样。
You know, this is significant.
这个是很重要的。
It's significant because in a society where man is to be the head and the women and children has no significant position, every one of them all were allowed to make the choice and agree with what is asked of them.
这个很重要，因为在当时一个男性作为 主导的社会里面，他们那些的妻子儿女都要自己去决定去跟不跟随神的律例典章。
In other words, they follow willingly.
他们是自发自愿地这样去跟随。
Because of this leader's example and instructions.
是因为这一班的领袖的教导和带领。
They weren't coerced, they weren't compelled by them.
他们没有被压，没有被逼这样去做。
Dwight Eisenhower, the 34th US president and an army general said this.
懷特艾森豪威爾這個第34任的美國總統這樣說。
He says a platoon leader doesn't get his platoon to go by getting up and shouting, I am smarter, I am bigger, I'm stronger, I'm the leader.
他說一個軍隊的排長並不是起身然後去大喊我聰明一點，我大一點，我厲害一點，我是領袖，這樣去讓他的那個排的軍人去起來。
He gets to go with them, he gets them to go along with him because they want to do it, and they believe in him.
那個排長能夠使那班軍人跟他共同進退，因為他們那些軍人想為這個排長效勞，他們信得過他。
And so there are two principles we can learn here from the leaders of Israel.
從這裡可以看到在這班領袖以色列人這班領袖裡面可以看到兩個重點。
Allow people to make their own decision.
去容讓人 去作他們自己的決定。
Especially when God himself allows us to make that decision to choose or to reject him.
尤其神已經給了我們每一個人去接受或者是拒絕神自己。
And then the second is lead by example if you are a leader.
第二的就是若果是领袖就要是以身作则。
Don't say one thing and do another.
不要讲一套做一套。
Especially when no one is looking.
尤其没人见到的时候。
Because we have too many of such leaders that when they expose of their sin, they shame the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为实在有很多这样的领袖，当他们的恶行是被揭露出来的时候，就令到基督的名字蒙羞。
You know, we read it in the news, we read it in the papers of how Christian leaders fall into adultery, especially.
我们很多时候见到在新闻上面见到很多的基督教的领袖都是这样是有犯奸淫的事。
This is why Paul instructs us to choose leaders who are above reproach.
因此保罗去教导我们去拣领袖是要无可指责。
So that they will be good examples for those they lead.
以致到能够他们所带领的人成为他们的模范。
You know, there's a story about a Dutch girl.
有一个故事关于一个的女孩。
A real story.
是一个真实的故事。
She was a student studying graphic design.
她是一个是艺术设计的学生。
And she was also a part-time model.
而佢亦都系一个嘅半职嘅模特儿。
So one day she declared to his family, her family and friends.
有一天佢就向佢嘅家人去宣讲。
I'm going to Southeast Asia. I'm going to backpack in Southeast Asia.
我要去东南亚嗰度孭背囊咁样旅行。
And so from the day she left, she started posting pictures.Of her trip in Thailand, in Vietnam, in all the different places in Southeast Asia.
咁而佢喺呢个旅程当中就不断咁样去将佢嘅相片系上载出嚟喺泰国、越南等等嘅地方。
Then when she came back, she invited all her friends and family members to her apartment to show them a video.
当佢完咗呢个嘅旅程嘅时候，翻到嚟去喺佢屋企嗰度，请咗好多佢嘅家人朋友一齐去睇一个嘅片段。
And when they saw the video, they were all shocked.
当他们看到这个片段的时候，他们就很惊讶。
Because in the video, she explained to them that she did not leave Amsterdam at all.
其实他在这个短片里面就讲到，他一路都没有离开阿姆斯特丹这个地方。
And all the pictures they saw, it was already done beforehand.
那些的图，那些的他所见到的图画，全部都是他去旅程之前已经是整好。
The picture of her swimming in the sea with fishes, you know, scuba diving and all those things were all fake.
嗰啲嘅潛水啊、游水啊嗰啲嘅相，全部都係假嘅。
She took the picture in a swimming pool and then she photoshopped fishes and all the things under the sea into that picture.
佢係喺游泳池嗰度游水，然之後用電腦將嗰啲魚啊、各類嘅海底嘅嘢擺落去。
And then the picture of her taking a picture with a monk is also fake.
而佢同一個嘅和尚去影相嘅時候都係假嘅。
She went to a local temple and snapped the shot with a real monk.
佢係去到本地嘅佢自己嘅本地嘅一個嘅佛堂嗰度同一個和尚去影相。
So the only real thing there is the monk.
只係個和尚係真嘅啫。
But the friends and the relatives were so shocked and they could not accept that she can lie to them for so long.
而嗰啲嘅朋友親戚就好接受唔到，點解咁長時間都去佢哋講大話
？She told them, even when she tried to tell them, this is a social experiment I want to do.
係呢個女孩就告訴佢哋，呢個係一個社會實驗，我想去俾你哋知。
To prove.That the social media can create a false reality.
證明社交媒體可以創造一個假象。
So, but they could not believe and accept it.
但係嗰啲親戚朋友就唔相信，接受唔到。
And this story is on the internet for, you know, it went viral in a sense.
呢個嘅故事喺互聯網入邊傳得好多。
But she make or she proved a point.
但係佢證實咗一點。
We can be living a lie.
我哋係可能係活喺一個嘅謊話當中。
And even as Christian, we can do the same thing.
我哋作為基督徒，亦都係可能會係咁樣做。
We say the right words, we do the right actions, but we are not really a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我哋可以講啱嘅説話，做啱嘅事情，但係唔係真正嘅耶穌基督嘅跟從者。
You know, Peter instructs us in 1 Peter 5 that elders, that's leaders, are to shepherd God's flock not because you must, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
彼得前書5章2至3節嗰度提到，要牧養你們中間神的羊群，按著神的心意照料他們，不是出於勉強，而是出於甘心；不是貪圖私利，而是殷勤服侍；不是核制所交託給你們的，而是要作羊群的榜樣。
And you can't do this if you are living a lie.
若果係活著一個謊話嘅時候，就唔能夠咁樣做。
Rick Warren says this.
Rick Warren 係咁樣講。
If you have to remind people that you are a leader, then you are not a leader.
若你要提醒別人你係領袖嘅話，咁樣你就唔係領袖啦。
And no one wants to follow a bad and lazy leader.
冇人中意跟從一個壞嘅榜樣或者係一個懶惰嘅領袖。
Who only use his mouth?
淨係用把口。
But they don't do anything else.
但唔動工去做任何嘅事。
And we see this a lot of time in the secular world.
好多時喺世俗嘅情況係睇得到。
But we shouldn't be seeing this in the Christian world.
而我哋唔應該喺基督教嘅圈子入邊見到咁嘅情況。
But sadly, we still do.
但不幸地，我哋仍然見到。
Look at Jesus, how he led.
睇下耶穌係點樣去帶領。
He led by inviting his disciples to come and see.
佢係帶領佢嘅門徒嚟去睇
，see what
睇乜嘢呢
？See how he does ministry
係睇佢點樣去作事工。
He washed the feet of others
佢係為別人去洗腳。
He do this, he show do that to show them how it is done
佢做呢樣做嗰樣去俾到佢哋睇應該係點樣做。
Then he send them out on their own to do like he did.
然后他们差派这班门徒出去，去好像他的榜样这样去做。
In fact, today, secular people in leadership understand this.
其实现在世俗的地方里面，那些人都明白这一点。
That if you want to lead well, you have to set the example.
如果要好好带领的话，必须要以身作则。
Yet Christian leaders who know it all along but fail to lead and serve by example.
但基督徒嘅領袖就係冇去咁樣去做到。
And so this text reminds us that as leaders, particularly the installation of our leaders today, it's a reminder to us that we need to lead by example.
呢段經文就提醒到領袖嘅時候就必須要去以身作則去帶領。
Don't just sit in the boardroom, but go down and work alongside with the people.
唔係淨係喺會議室嗰度，而係要去與人一齊嘅共同嘅去工作。
And now we'll move to, in general, to all followers of Jesus Christ, verses 28 of chapter 10 to 39. Can you read for us?
第十章二十八至三十九節，其余的民、祭司、利未人、守门的、歌唱的、尼提灵和一切离绝邻邦居民归服神律法的，并他们的妻子儿女，凡有知识能明白的，都跟随他们跪咒的弟兄发咒起誓，必遵行神藉他仆人摩西所传的律法，谨守遵行耶和华我们主的一切诫命、律例、典章、律例，并不将我们的女儿嫁给这地的居民，也不为我们的儿子娶他们的女儿。这地的居民若在安息日或什么圣日带了货物或粮食来卖给我们，我们必不买。每逢第七年必不耕种，凡欠我们债的必不追讨。我们又为自己定例，每年各人捐银一舍客勒三分之一为我们神殿的使用，就是为陈设饼常献的素祭和燔祭、安息日、月朔、节期所献的与圣物，并以色列人的赎罪祭，以及我们神殿里一切的费用。我们的祭司、利未人和百姓都祭签，看每年是哪一族，按定期将献祭的柴奉到我们神的殿里，照着律法上所写的烧在耶和华我们神的坛上。又定每年将我们地上初熟的土产和各样树上初熟的果子都奉到耶和华的殿里，又照律法上所写的将我们投胎的儿子和首生的牛羊都奉到我们神的殿，交给我们神殿里供职的祭司，并将初熟之麦子所磨的面和举祭、各样树上初熟的果子、新酒与油奉给祭司，收在我们神殿的库房里，把我们地上所产的十分之一奉给利未人，因利未人在我们一切成邑的土产中当取十分之一。利未人取十分之一的时候，亚伦的子孙中当有一个祭司与利未人同在，利未人也当从十分之一中取十分之一奉到我们神殿的屋子里，收在库房中。以色列人和利未人要将五谷、新酒、油为举祭，奉到收全圣所器皿的屋子里，就是公职祭司、守门的、歌唱的所住的屋子，这样我们就不离弃我们神的殿。
Thank you. Long verse.
是很长的经文。
Oh, long passage. But from verse 30 to the end of verse 39 is a list of the thing they promise that they will do.
第三十至三十九节那里就是讲到是一个系列的事情他们会做的。
And in verse 28, it says the rest of the people.
第二十八节讲到其余的民。
And so it means the whole nation.
是意思到整个国家。
Together with the nobles, they all agreed with their leaders.
同贵胄一起去，同他们的领袖去同意。
To bind themselves to this promise that comes with a price.
去将他们摆在这个承诺里面，这个承诺里面是有代价的。
And that price is a curse if they do not walk in the ways of the Lord.
这个承诺里面那个咒诅就是若不遵行就会有这个咒诅。
You know, we don't practice making oaths and stipulating curses on ourselves.
我们很少会发咒起誓。
But they are common practice in the New Testament.
但在新约时间是一个 很盛行的。
Even God himself did it.
神自己都这样做。
Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verses 26-28.
申命记十一章二十六至二十八节。
You'll find there God giving a promise and also a curse.
神是给到一个的应许，亦都有一个的咒诅。
But what exactly the curse is wasn't mentioned.
但当中那个的咒诅是什么就没有记载到。
And but in Deuteronomy chapter 20, on God's hand, when he made the curse, Moses says that the Lord will send on you curses, confusions, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him.
申命记二十八章二十节，耶和华因你行恶离弃他，必在你手里所办的一切事上，使咒诅、扰乱、责罚临到你，直到你被毁灭，速速地灭亡。
So disobedience and sin is taken very seriously by God.
因此，悖逆同埋罪系神系好睇重。
And Deuteronomy 28:20, although it does not spell out exactly what it is, but the word confusion, rebuke, destroy, sudden ruin is used to show the detrimental destruction of one who willfully disobey God.
虽然呢节系冇仔细到讲到嗰个嘅咒诅系乜嘢，但系用咒诅、扰乱、责罚临到你，速速地灭亡，系讲得到嗰个嘅严重性。
And likewise here, though they did not say, I assume they understood Deuteronomy 28:20.
在这段经文没有提到仔细的，但是我们假设他们是明白《申命记》28章20节所讲的。
And so they agree along with the leaders to follow the law of God given through Moses.
因此他们就跟那些领袖一起同意去跟从摩西的律法。
To obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God.
去谨守遵行耶和华我们主的一切诫命、典章、律例。
And the inclusion of a curse is to show the seriousness of them making this commitment.
包含咗呢个发咒起誓，系因为系显明咗佢哋对呢个嘅委身嘅严重性。
That they are making themselves accountable to God.And to one another that they will do what they say today.
是彼此的去对彼此交账彼此问责 是对神对人都 是交账他们今天所承诺会做的。
And so you find there are 8 promises that reveal not just what they want to do for God, but what they are willing to pay to follow and obey.
是有八个的承诺是显示了他们是愿意付的代价去跟从神。
In verse 30, we read that they promise not to marry pagan anymore.
第三十节他们就不将他们的与这个外邦人去通婚。
And those with pagan wives and children, although we do not, Nehemiah did not make them divorce or send their wives and children away.
咁而已經與外族人通婚嘅嗰啲，尼希米冇吩咐佢哋同佢哋係分開解除呢個婚姻。
But when you come to chapter 13, you'll find that afterwards a family broke this promise and they were punished for it.
但喺之後嘅十三章，我哋睇到一個家庭係咁樣去觸犯咗呢個嘅承諾而去受罰。
And so,You see the fairness and justice in that sense. They make the promise and then they don't keep it. And Nehemiah punished them.
是见得到当中的公平和公正，是如果是摆了这个承诺但没有跟随到的，就会是受罚。
The second one, they promise not to trade on Sabbath or during the holy festivals.
那班子民去承诺在安息日或者其他圣日都不买卖。
This meant a loss of income.
这个是代表到收入减少。
And they were willing to live with it.
而他们愿意是这样做。
And then the third one is to remember the year of Jubilee.
第三就是去纪念禧年。
In the year of the Jubilee, they must not plow the land.
禧年的时间他们不能耕作。
And they have to cancel all debts.
他们要将所有债务去取消。
And this meant, again, the loss of of income and slaves that they own.
亦都係去喺收入上面減少，亦且係去係會係損失呢啲佢哋所擁有嘅奴隸。
And they were willing to accept it.
而佢哋願意去接納。
They promised to make sacrifices and offering required by the law.
佢哋亦都去承諾係獻祭同埋捐獻係律法所上面所規定嘅。
This men giving the best part of their first fruits to God.
意思就係將初熟嘅果子去獻給神。
You know, I mentioned this before. If you have a fruit tree, the first fruit usually you pluck it, you eat it yourself. You won't give anyone else.
我都講過之前，如果你家中有果樹，通常最靚嗰啲果都係留翻俾自己食，唔會俾人。
It's after you eat until you cannot eat anymore, then you taking the leftovers you give to others.
你食到厭啦，跟住剩翻嗰啲就俾人。
Or you know that you have too much, but you keep the best for yourself and you give the leftovers or the one that you don't want to others.
或者果樹太多啦，你知道食唔曬，就將好嘅留俾自己，剩落嚟嗰啲俾人。
And so they were willing to do that.
而佢哋係願意去咁樣做。
And then they promised to reinstall the spiritual leaders or the spiritual servants of God back to their duties in the temple.
他们重新的，他们承诺去重新设立那些的，带领者去做圣殿里面的工作。
This man, they're going back to worship and celebrate the festival that they too promised to keep.
这个意思就是有敬拜，也都有庆祝的节期。
And it also means they must support them.
亦都係意思係佢哋亦都要支持佢哋。
Which will be seen in the last one. But they promise in verse 35 to bring the tithes to the house of God.
第三十五節嗰度亦都係承諾係將嗰啲嘅十一奉獻係擺到耶和華嘅殿裏邊。
Then 7, they promise to offer their best to God for His work in the temple.
亦都係承諾係佢哋將上好嘅一份去擺喺神聖殿裏面嘅工作，
and not the leftovers.
而唔係剩低嗰啲。
And they promised to provide for God's servant in the last one.
而最後一點就係佢哋承諾去供應神嘅仆人。
And this man enabling the servant of God to serve in the house of God.
呢個係讓到嗰啲嘅聖職人員能夠喺神嘅家入面去供職。
So from 5 to 8, it is all about God's work.
第五至到第八嘅点就系关于神嘅工作。
Where they are to put their heart and mind into it.
佢哋要全心全意嘅摆落去。
Including their wallets.
包括佢哋所赚嘅。
And then the promises were admission of their past disobedience.
而呢啲嘅承諾，亦都係承認咗佢哋過往嘅不順從。
And also a promise of their present commitment that if they don't keep it, they have to pay the price.
而亦都承諾，如果係冇遵行佢哋今天所承諾嘅，就要係有代價。
You know, today many of us want the cake and to eat it without paying the price.
今天我哋就係去想去食嗰個嘅蛋糕，但係就唔會去付代價。
You know, we call that 唔好執輸 right? Oh, you don't have to translate. And I think there is a lot of people today have this same attitude and mentality.
有好多人有咁样嘅同样嘅态度同埋谂法。
Where they look at discipleship, even though they know it's costly, but they still would not pay the price.
他们知道跟随神的付的代价很大，但是他们不愿意去付这个代价。
Especially when it comes to the great commandment and the great commission.
尤其是关乎大诫命、大使命方面。
The great commandment calls us to love God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our whole being, as well as our neighbor as ourselves.
大诫命就是尽心尽意尽力，爱你的主你的神，同埋爱人如己。
And the Great Commission calls us to go and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations.
大使命就是去使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
This requires time and effort.
这个是去需要时间和需要很多的力量。
There's a price.
是有一个的代价。
But because we only want to have the cake and eat it, so we neglect it.
但我哋净系想要个利益，咁我哋就唔愿意付呢啲代价。
And all we want is our needs and interests to be met.
我哋净系考虑自己嘅需要去要满足我哋嘅个利益。
instead of sacrificing them for the sake of the kingdom of God.
而唔係為到神嘅國嘅緣故去放棄呢一啲嘅事。
You know, Soren Kierkegaard says this.
Soren Kierkegaard 就咁樣講。
Because he observed something.
佢係睇得見一啲事情。
When he went to church.
當佢去教堂嘅時候。
And he observed and he says that even ministers of the gospel are not willing to pay the cost.
有時候全港福音嘅牧人都係唔願意付上代價。
He says, I went into the church and sat on the velvet pew.
我走進教堂，坐喺擁抱面嘅長凳上面。
I watched as the sun came shining through the stained glass windows.
外面嘅陽光透過彩色嘅玻璃係照入教堂入邊。
And the minister dressed in velvet robe opened the golden gilded Bible.
而牧師身穿擁抱嘅長袍，打開一本燙金嘅聖經。
Marked with a silk bookmark.
入邊有個絲綢做嘅書籤。
And he start saying,
然後就講,
If any man will be my disciple, say Jesus, let him deny himself, take up his cross, sell what he has, and give it to the poor and follow me.
耶穌講, 若有人要跟從我, 就當捨己, 背起他的十字架, 變賣他所有的, 分給窮人, 來跟從我。
He's implying is, where is the power of the gospel when you don't live it? You betray all the things of the world chase after.
如果係冇去活出嗰個福音嘅內容嘅話，咁係好似世界咁追求世俗嘅嘢嘅話，咁仲有咩能力呢？
I think next week I better come in t-shirt and broken jeans to preach and not in suit, right?
我或者下個禮拜要著一啲爛啲嘅衫同埋褲啦。
But you get his point.
但係你明白個重點。
He's saying the hypocrisy of us.When we tell people it is so costly when we ourselves don't pay the cost.
当我哋告诉人系有一个咁呢个福音系咁大代价嘅时候，但系我哋唔愿意付上，就系十分虚伪。
You know, the preacher John Henry Jowett.
有一个传道人 John Henry Jowett 咁讲。
He says, "Ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing."
唔使付代价嘅事工唔能够作成什么。
And there are many Christians today who reject poverty and sickness.
有好多嘅现代嘅基督徒去拒绝呢个穷困同埋病。
And they reject it as a lack of faith or the result of sin.
佢哋觉得穷困同埋生病系缺乏信心或者系罪嘅结果。
They claim that health and wealth are the signs.Of a strong faith and an obedience to God.
佢哋聲稱健康同財富就係強壯嘅信心同埋信服神嘅結果。
But they fail to remember that Jesus Christ says, "Pick up your cross and follow me daily."
但佢哋就冇記得耶穌嘅教訓，就係要每天背起自己嘅十字架去跟從主。
And they fail to remember Jesus warned that if you follow me, there will be.Suffering and persecution.
亦都冇记起耶稣嘅警告，就系跟从神必会遭遇苦难同埋逼迫。
Yet many, including preachers, preach for position and money.
但好多嘅传道人都系为咗地位同埋金钱去传讲。
You know, many years ago, I was shocked to hear someone tell me.
好多年前，我系好惊讶有一个人咁样讲。
He says that if you want to invite this famous speaker.
如果你想邀请这个这么出名的讲员
Their office will send you a list of things that you need, that he wants before he will come.
他们的办公室会寄一张表，寄一个列表，是讲明他的需要是什么。他
And in that list, there will be like lodging, food and all those things, and then finally, how much you have to pay for him to come.
是列举到有啲咩嘅需要，譬如住嘅系乜，食嘅系乜，同埋嗰个嘅个金额系几多。
And this is true, no? A fellow pastor of mine in Santa Barbara, he told me when they invited this guy.
而系呢个系真事，喺 Santa Barbara 嘅时候，有一个牧师嘅朋友系咁样告诉我。
They will accept the invitation to come or to speak, to come and speak or accept the offer of unless all these things they will provide.
嗰個講員唔會接受嗰個邀請，除非呢啲所有嘅條件都係符合曬。
So don't be naive.
不要去天真。
That there's no such people around claiming to serve God.
以為喺聲稱服侍神嘅人入邊係冇啲咁嘅人。
Because there are many who seek glory for themselves and goal for their own benefits.
因為有好多人係為著自己嘅榮耀緣故，為到自己益處緣故而係咁樣傳講。
But the sad thing is, we encourage it.
但係傷心嘅係我哋係鼓勵咗。
We give in to their requests and their demands.
我哋係屈服喺佢哋嘅要求同埋佢哋嘅要求底下。
And by doing so, we are encouraging them.
咁樣做，我哋就係縱容咗佢哋。
But there's a guy in the Bible that we should follow.
但喺聖經入邊有一個人物，我哋必須跟隨。
And that is the prophet Hosea.
係何西亞呢個嘅先知。
He paid a cost to serve God.
佢係付上代價去服侍神。
He sacrificed his happiness to marry an unfaithful woman God calls him to marry.
犧牲咗自己嘅快樂去娶一個係不貞潔嘅婦人，係神吩咐佢咁樣去做。
Who only brought him shame and heartache?
呢个妇人让佢蒙羞，让佢心痛。
And how many would do that for God?
有几多人会愿意为神咁样做呢
？How many would pay the cost to follow Jesus Christ?
有几多人会愿意去付上代价去跟随耶稣呢
？You look at Jesus' disciples; they all paid their lives to follow him.
看耶稣嘅门徒，佢哋全部都系付上自己生命去跟随耶稣。
One by one, they died.Because of that,
一个一个咁样去离世，因为咁样。
Even Judas,
甚至乎犹大。
But of course, for the wrong reasons.
当然佢系为错嘅原因而死。
But they all died because of Jesus.
但系佢哋因为耶稣嘅缘故而死。
And we all make a declaration to follow Jesus at our baptism.
当我哋浸礼嘅时候，我哋系公开宣认跟随耶稣。
And we know that there is a cost.
我哋知道係有代價。
But today, many have lost their first love.
但今天好多人已經喪失咗起初嘅愛心。
Like the Ephesians.
好似以弗所嗰啲人咁。
Their hearts have grown cold.
佢哋嘅心變得冷淡。
As some of them can be so hard.
有啲心亦都係變好僵硬。
You know, there's a story about a man who spent some time in the Arctic.
有一個人係喺呢個北極嗰度。
And he was exaggerating here.
佢係講誇張咁樣講。
He said the Arctic is so cold.
北極係真係好凍。
It's so cold that when we speak, our words come out like ice, like pieces of ice.
凍到當我講嘢嘅時候，每一個字都結曬冰。
And we have to put them on a frying pan over a fire and melt it, then we can understand and listen to it.
如果我哋要將嗰啲結咗冰嘅字擺喺嗰個鍋嗰度去整翻熱，佢融咗先至聽得明。
Maybe we have our hearts have become like that.
我哋可能個心已經變到咁凍咁僵硬。
And we need God, His Word and His Spirit to come and warm it up again.
我哋需要神佢嘅話語同佢嘅靈去重新嘅讓佢暖翻。
And when God warms it up, make ourselves accountable not just to Him, but to others as well.
当神让我哋嘅心暖化翻嘅时候，我哋让我哋去向神、向人去交账、去负责。
So that we will carry through our promise to follow Him, even if there is a cost to be paid.
以致到就算有代价要付上嘅时候，我哋亦都去跟从我哋嘅承诺去咁样做。
Will this be our promise for this new year? I'm talking about the Chinese New Year, right? The new year in our Chinese calendar.
呢个会唔会系农历新年嘅时候，我哋去向神所作嘅承诺呢
？You know, the first New Year, we may have made some promises, we may have really broken it.
可能在新历新年的时候，我们已经立志做一些事，但是我们都已经做不到。
This is the second chance.
这个是第二次机会。
And God is a God of second chance.
神是给第二次机会的神。
And that's what the people here are given that second chance.
那些经文上面的子民就是有这个第二次机会。
And Jesus has given us that second chance.
耶稣亦都俾咗呢个第二次机会我哋。
Don't lose it.
不要浪费。
Grab hold of it as though you without it will die immediately.
找紧呢个嘅机会，好似即就好似冇咗呢个机会就必定会丧命一样。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你，因为我哋有一个真神。我们有那个神是给我们机会来跟从祂，来拯救我们。我们求神你自己跟我们说话，给我们有一个爱你的心来跟从你。奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。